Hey everybody, and welcome to another deep dive with us. This time, we're gonna be looking at something pretty inspiring, the 24 Hours of Booty Cycling event. Yeah. Specifically, we're looking at this press release from Fog Media. It's all about the F3 Gears team and what they accomplish.
Yeah, so for those of you who aren't familiar with it, this is a team that's part of F3. It's a fitness group, a lot of camaraderie,
Yeah.
Doing good in the world. And, you know, they definitely put the gears in F3 gears this time.
Yeah, they did more than participate. They absolutely crushed it. 15 riders on this team, and they averaged almost 130 miles each in 24 hours.
130 miles each. That's over 1,900 miles altogether. Do you know what that means?
I don't think so.
That's like 8 miles an hour, steady for a full day. Just think about that. The mental and physical toughness.
It's unbelievable, right? And it wasn't even like a super speed track or anything. It was a 2.85 mile loop in Myers Park here in Charlotte. So they're dealing with turns and elevation changes.
And they're doing this through the night.
Oh, that's not your average Sunday bike ride.
No, not at all. And on top of all of that, they raised over $41,000.
That's incredible.
Which put them in the top 5 fundraising teams.
So we've established they're cycling superheroes, but let's talk about what they were actually cycling for. The 24 Hours of Booty event itself. Even the name is pretty attention-grabbing.
It really is. It's catchy. A little cheeky, but don't let that fool you. This is a seriously impactful event.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can tell just from this press release, there's a real sense of community and purpose behind this whole thing. It's not just about the physical challenge. It's about bringing people together to fight cancer.
Yeah, and turning all those miles into something truly meaningful. So every lap they make around Myers Park, that turns into direct support for cancer patients and their families. Research into better treatments.
And it's not even just a vague helping out kind of thing. The 24 Foundation, the group that's behind this whole event, they have a really specific approach.
Oh, yeah. Very specific. It's patient navigation. So think about it. You get a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're just thrown into this world of doctor's appointments and treatments and insurance and all that. It can be so overwhelming.
For sure.
So the 24 Foundation, they connect patients with trained navigators. These navigators help them through the whole thing.
So it's almost like having a guide through the whole process. Someone that understands the system and can really advocate for you.
And then on top of that, they've got these wellness programs too to help people cope with the physical and emotional strain of dealing with cancer.
Yeah, so it's not just focusing on the physical, but really trying to support the whole person.
Exactly, a holistic approach.
I love that. And of course, none of this would be possible without the amazing efforts of teams like F3 Gears and all of their sponsors. Mm-hmm. A huge shout out to Tryon Medical Partners, Carolina Asthma and Allergy, Drake Dental Lab, Caliber Men's Grooming, Fog Media, F3, and Giordana. They really saw the value in this and helped the riders reach their fundraising goals.
It's really a great example of how important community partnerships are. You know, businesses can play such a crucial role in really driving that positive change.
100%. Now, speaking of impact, there's a really powerful quote from Stephen Fogg, you know, the man behind Fogg Media. He says, "As a survivor myself," and that right there adds a whole other dimension to this story. We can talk about the miles and all the money they raised, but hearing it from someone who has actually faced cancer, it makes it real. He goes on to say, "Our team's dedication to cycling and commitment to fundraising for this cause is truly inspiring, and it's an honor to be a part of an event that changes lives."
Doesn't just put everything into perspective, the dedication of these riders. You know they're pushing themselves to the absolute limit, and they know that every little bit of effort helps people like Stephen Fogg.
Yeah, it's a reminder that behind all the statistics and all the fundraising numbers, there are real people whose lives are directly affected by this disease.
And that actually brings us to a really important question. How does the 24 Foundation actually use all these funds? Where does the rubber meet the road, so to speak? Well, we're going to unpack all of that for you after a quick break.
We'll be right back. Okay, so we're back. And I really want to get into how exactly the 24 Foundation uses the money raised.
Yeah, it's great to say we're helping cancer patients and everything, but you really need to see the ways that that actually looks.
Definitely. It makes a much bigger impact when you can see exactly how it plays out.
So one of the big things they focus on is patient navigation. Like we talked about before, imagine going through cancer treatment. You're already dealing with so much, both physically and emotionally. But then you have this whole other layer. You got to figure out the whole healthcare system.
It's like a full-time job on top of everything else, dealing with insurance, appointments, and different specialists, and all that paperwork.
Right. And that's where the 24 Foundation comes in. They connect patients with these trained navigators. And those navigators basically help them through all of it. help them understand the diagnosis, figure out treatment options, find resources. They just advocate for the patients every step of the way.
That's got to be such a relief, especially when you're going through so much already.
It really gives them back a sense of control.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I think patients can feel powerless in that situation. And it's not even just about the logistics. The navigators will provide emotional support too. Help the patients and their families cope with all the stress and uncertainty.
Yeah. So it's really like having someone who's been through it before, kind of walking you through the whole journey.
Exactly. And then on top of all that, they have the wellness programs too.
Oh yeah. Tell me about those. What kind of stuff do they offer?
Well, all sorts of things. Support groups and counseling, yoga, meditation, even art therapy.
Wow. So they really are trying to hit every aspect.
Yeah, they recognize that cancer treatment isn't just about the physical disease. You have to support the whole person, mind, body, and spirit.
And when you think about it like that, all that fundraising the F3 Gears team did, it wasn't just money raised in some abstract way. It was directly going to making all these programs possible.
Right. And think about all the sponsors that helped out too.
Yeah.
Their contributions are literally helping people get access to these vital resources. It's amazing how all those miles on a bike turn into actual support for people going through such a hard time.
It's like every single pedal stroke was helping to make someone's cancer journey just a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I think it goes to show you don't have to be a superhero to make a difference. You just got to find something you care about, yeah, something you really believe in, and then just commit to it, even when it gets tough.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And going back to Stephen Fogg's quote, it makes you realize how personal this really is for a lot of people.
Absolutely. His story being a cancer survivor and all, yeah, really drives home the point that we aren't just talking about numbers here. There are real people behind every dollar raised and every mile cycled.
Exactly. It's like a testament to the human spirit.
You know, it shows how resilient people are and just the hope that fuels the fight against cancer.
Yeah. And it highlights how powerful personal stories can be, not just to raise awareness, but also to inspire people to take action.
Because you can hear about the impact of an organization or an event,
yeah,
but when you hear someone actually share their own story, it just connects with you on a much deeper level.
It just makes it real.
It makes you want to get involved.
And getting involved doesn't have to mean cycling for 24 hours straight.
Right.
You could donate to the 24 Foundation, volunteer your time, even just sharing these stories with other people and spreading awareness.
Every little bit helps.
For sure.
Even a small act of kindness or a small donation can have a ripple effect.
Absolutely.
It can make a difference in someone's life.
And that's what makes this whole deep dive so inspiring. It's a story about community and resilience and the belief that we really can make a difference in the fight against cancer.
And while we're focusing on cycling here, it does make you think about all sorts of other community-driven initiatives. You know, yeah, people are coming together to solve all kinds of big problems.
Yeah, like what else is out there? How else can people work together to make a change?
What can we learn from the things that are working and, yeah, apply those to other causes that we care about?
Those are great questions. We'll definitely have to dive into some of those another time. All right, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive. And you know what's really been hitting me is this feels like way more than just a cycling event.
Yeah, it really does. It's symbolic of something so much bigger, almost like a case study,
yeah,
you know, in how grassroots movements can actually make real change. Especially with something as complex as cancer.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, people are saying, we're not going to wait around for a cure or for somebody else to step up and help patients. We're going to do something right now with, yeah, whatever we've got.
And that attitude is contagious. It's not just the riders, you know. It's the volunteers, the sponsors, even the people who donated a few bucks online. Everybody, yeah, becomes part of it.
So what do you think makes an event like this so successful? They're raising a ton of money, providing real support. What's the secret?
Well, I think, first off, they have a crystal clear purpose. Everybody involved knows exactly what they're working towards.
Supporting people affected by cancer?
Right.
So it gives them all a common goal.
Which is huge when you're asking people to give their time and energy and money.
Totally.
But then on top of that, you have this incredible sense of community. You know, it's not like a solo marathon or anything.
All right.
Where people are just focused on themselves.
Right. It's 24 hours of working together.
Bearing the struggle,
mm-hmm,
celebrating the wins. It, yeah, builds this camaraderie that you don't see in a lot of other places.
And you can just see it in all the photos from the event.
Oh, yeah, definitely. People cheering each other on.
Yeah.
Teams with matching jerseys.
That feeling of being part of something bigger.
And that's what keeps people coming back year after year, I think. It's not just about the cycling. It's about being a part of that movement.
And let's not forget the impact. All that money they raise goes goes directly to funding those patient navigation services and the wellness programs.
Exactly. You can see how the miles they cycled actually help somebody get support, understand their treatment options, maybe join a support group.
That direct connection is so powerful.
It really keeps people motivated.
And makes this whole thing sustainable.
It's a perfect example of how individual efforts can combine to create this huge positive change.
It makes me wonder what other problems we could solve using a similar approach.
Totally. What if we applied this kind of community-driven energy to environmental issues or education? Really anything you're passionate about.
The possibilities are endless. As we wrap up here, what's the main thing you want our listeners to take away?
I think more than anything, it's a message of hope and empowerment. Cancer can feel so overwhelming. But events like this show us that we can actually do something about it.
We don't have to just stand by.
And we can all be part of the solution. Whether it's cycling for 24 hours, or just donating a few bucks, or sharing the story.
Right. Every little bit helps.
That collective action, all those little acts of kindness and generosity, that's what makes the difference.
I love that. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the incredible world of 24 Hours of Booty and the amazing work of the F3 Gears team and the 24 Foundation. If you're feeling inspired, head over to the 24 Foundation's website, learn more about their mission, and hey, maybe we'll see you cycling with them next year. Until next time, keep on learning and keep on diving deep.